Hello, hello there. This is Kim Claver, and I'm going to read to you today my brand new book, Duplication is a Myth. I Do This Instead. How Duplication is Holding You Back, a New Model of Network Marketing, Faster, Energizing, and Not Icky. This book is dedicated to the legions of network marketers whose ideas and identities have been squished in the name of duplication. I've had no choice to be anything but a catalyst for change that sometimes results in you being treated like the skunk at a tea party. But that's the fate of anyone who challenges the status quo. Rupert Murdoch, a speech at the National Press Club in 1996. Business magnate Rupert Murdoch, at 92, is pegged at U.S. $21 billion net worth, that's with a B. His holdings include media giants, The Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and HarperCollins Publishers. He fought the status quo all the way. And so are we. Here we go. Is there a different way to approach people to introduce them to your business? Chapter 6, How Sir Richard Branson Does It. Instead of asking for a favor, Branson says, solve a problem that people are willing to pay for. That's how Virgin Airlines got started. Here's his story. It was a frustrating night at the Puerto Rico airport. I was supposed to catch a flight to the British Virgin Islands, but due to mechanical troubles, the flight was canceled. I was incredibly intent on getting to my destination, as I had plans that I couldn't afford to postpone. It was at this moment of frustration that I had a light bulb moment. I thought to myself, why not charter my own plane? It was a crazy idea, but it seemed like the only viable solution at the time. So I went to the back of the airport, found a charter plane that was available, negotiated a deal with the pilot to take me and a bunch of other stranded passengers to the British Virgin Islands for a reasonable fee. With that plan in place, I walked back into the airport, stood on a chair, and looked over from the payphone area to all the other stranded passengers. I announced, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I have chartered a plane to take us to the British Virgin Islands. The cost will be $39 per person. If you're interested, please come over and let me know. Remember, this is 25 years ago. To my delight, a bunch of passengers came over, and we quickly filled up the seats on the chartered plane. I collected the money, we all boarded the plane, relieved to be finally on our way to our destination. As we took off, I couldn't help but feel a sense of accomplishment. Not only had I solved my own problem, but I had also helped a bunch of other people who were in the same situation. It was at this moment that the idea for Virgin Airlines was born. I thought to myself, if I can charter a plane and solve a problem for myself and for a bunch of stranded passengers, why not start my own airline and solve a problem for passengers all over the world? And that is exactly what I did. When I got back to England, I started working on creating my own airline, Virgin Atlantic. It wasn't easy, and there were many challenges along the way, but solving my own problem at the Puerto Rico airport gave me the confidence and determination to make it happen. How does Branson's story relate to our different way of approaching people? Without knowing it, Branson gave us awesome advice for successful recruiting. Business exists to solve a problem people will pay for. His three steps to an effective recruiting approach. Step 1, solve a problem of your own. For example, he was stranded at the airport. Step 2, find people with the same problem. Stranded passengers on the same flight. Step 3, offer them a solution at a certain price. In his case, $39 a seat on his chartered plane. Only after he had chartered a plane did Branson approach people with his fix, a ride on his chartered plane for a certain price. They couldn't pay him fast enough. Do you think anyone would have given him money just as a favor? Did he first make friends with the other passengers? How can we do a Richard Branson in network marketing? That is, end up with people lining up to pay us for fixing their problem. And not any problem, the one we fixed for ourselves. Chapter 7, Positioning versus the Everyone Swamp. If Branson is right that business works best when it solves a problem someone will pay to fix, shouldn't we start asking what problems our business can solve? We call this perspective positioning. Imagine your message is a tennis ball. Every time you post on social media like Facebook or Instagram, or when you communicate your message in person, you're serving that ball. Just as in tennis, you need to be prepared for your opponent's return. In our business, those are the no's, maybes, and a few yeses. It takes constant practice to get better and better. You refine, adapt, and perfect your communication skills every day. The goal? To resonate powerfully with that special person who's looking for you, looking for a solution to the problem that you have solved for yourself. There are two ways to do positioning, the old way and the new way. The old way is to ask people what their problems are so you can sell them your thing. That's what Form does. The new way is Branson's way. He solved his own problem first, and then went to others with the same problem, offering them his solution for his problem for a price. They couldn't wait to pay him. He didn't go to everyone in the airport either. He only went to those who were on the same canceled flight to the British Virgin Islands. He didn't offer them a seat for free. He charged them a reasonable price. Branson's positioning is based on one personal experience. From it, he started a worldwide business. Today, Virgin Atlantic is one of the top 10 carriers in the world. How can we do positioning like this in our business? Here's an approach script we use that represents this perspective, without hiding any agenda and without asking for a favor. First, we solve one problem of our own, a problem that matters a lot to us because it helps us become the kind of person we want to be. Example, you. Hey, Susie, how are things? The usual pleasantries. Listen, I'm calling everyone I know to ask them a question. You got a sec? We started this new business, and don't worry, I'm not calling to get you involved. The business helps people who are on daily pain meds and are looking to get off. So my question is, do you know anyone who is trying to get off the daily pain meds? Susie. Yeah, I know someone, my aunt. She's always complaining about the side effects of her meds. What have you got? You. Let me tell you what happened to me. Marketing a solution to a problem becomes deeply meaningful when it's an extension of who you are, like it was for you in the dialogue above. Hi there, this is Kim, and this is Outside of the Book. I just wanted to let you know that this approach of solving your own problem and then let people know that you have a business whose purpose it is to help people who are looking to get that problem solved, that is what gives you the status of an advisor versus just somebody who's peddling product, okay? So this is the cover of the book, Duplication is a Myth, and that is an AI version of me there. And if you are also interested in more tips like this that include unusual stories, like, say, Richard Branson, a number of people have told me they never knew that about him, there are many other stories, and one of them is about Lady Gaga and how she in fact almost crashed herself in the beginning of her career because of something that her boyfriend said to her. And she found a really interesting secret way to talk, one sentence that brought her back really from having never become Lady Gaga at all. And that's in the book too. So if you'd like to get this little book, go to duplicationisamyth.com, just like it sounds, duplication, D-U-P-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, is I-S-A, myth, M-Y-T-H.com, / thank dash you. And the little book costs $7.87 US. So if you go there, you can buy the book directly. If you go directly just to the link, duplicationisamyth.com, you get a little excerpt so you can see if you love it first. All right? So this is Kim Claver. I promised this would be under 10 minutes, and it's 9 minutes and 15 seconds. See you later. Bye. Thanks. This is Kim Claver.